Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning on the first day. Then he created the oceans and seas. The produce and vegetation took root with fresh seeds. What a beautiful creation. But there was still something missing, you and me. God created mankind with companionship in mind. He created Adam and Eve, gave them dominion over everything except one thing, except one tree. Now some want to blame what happens next on Adam. Some want to put it on Eve. I'm not here to argue your theology or disagree with whatever view you see. Because one thing I know is we all have to agree on the fact that sin crept into the world after they bit the apple from the tree. It was more than just curiosity. It was disobedience to the Creator. Darkness and evil overtook the world from equator to equator. Heartlessness and hopelessness. Anger and brokenness. But we serve a God with all of his love and graciousness. He knew he would never leave us or forsake us. He is a God of faithfulness, and we are his children. He loves us a billion times a billion, but what he would bring to the world next to restore his original plan was a man that would leave the world in awe of his brilliance. That's where we get Christmas. An angel of God appeared and impregnated a virgin who would deliver a little boy with a purpose to live a life that was perfect so he could save mankind even though we are all undeserving. This sweet boy rode in on a donkey when he was born, and because he entered into the world so lowly and poor, he was questioned over and over if he was truly the Savior, the Light, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He did miracles that no one has ever seen before, spent 40 days in the desert with a serpent and still didn't give in to temptation, because he was confident in his mission to remain perfect, to fulfill his purpose, and that was to shine the light and give us power over darkness that was lurking, to connect us with the Father and carry our burdens. His words before he fully went through with this calling was him in a garden saying, "Thy will be done." God seeing you and me is worth it, because his son died a painful death before his physical body left the earth's surface. I get chills when I hear this story. It doesn't matter how many times I have heard it. His name is Jesus. He went to hell and stole the keys so that we and all of our foolishness can have a relationship with God, so we can be set free. I didn't write this or recite this so you can give hand claps to me, but so you can see our God and be in awe of his sovereignty and creativity. And since the beginning of time, he never gave up on having a relationship with you and me. Darkness started in the Garden of Eden, but the talks of its remedy took place in the Garden of Gethsemane. Now finally, once again and for eternity, because of the birth of our Savior and King, there is a light that shines in the darkness. That light is Jesus in you and in me.
There is a light that shines.
Oh, Come on, that's not good enough. Let's give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Welcome to Destiny Church, the sound of Christmas. Turn around, shake somebody's hand.